This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, December 6th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said it would launch a national testing campaign of cow's milk for the presence of bird flu, that to help regulators monitor U.S. dairy processors. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service said today that its national milk testing strategy is designed to quickly find the presence of the disease in cow's milk or in the cows themselves by compiling random samples from different processing plants and testing them for highly pathogenic H5N1 strain of avian influenza. The testing regime is expected to provide more comprehensive data on the proliferation of the disease into cows, according to the USDA. The testing will begin in 6 states, including California, on the 16th. Bird flu has been detected in nearly half of the dairy farms in that state. Well, AgriPulse Daybreak reported this morning a new study published in the journal Science says the avian influenza virus H5N1 that's infected many cattle herds is a single mutation away from being more infectious in people. The findings highlight the crucial need for continuous surveillance of emerging H5N1 mutations. While there are no documented cases of transmission of bovine influenza H5N1 between humans, the virus' history of high mortality rates and its ability to adapt, raising serious concerns about a pandemic threat, the summary says. President-elect Donald Trump has selected former Senator David Perdue of Georgia to be the U.S. ambassador to China. Trump said in a social media post that Perdue, quote, brings valuable expertise to help build our relationship with China. During his time in the Senate, Perdue was labeled as anti-China in a 2019 Chinese think tank report. Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman says ag leaders are working for another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill with some additional financial assistance.
Well, we're working hard to see if we could get additional risk management tools with an extension. So far, we haven't been able to do that. And that's not to say that we can't for sure, but if you've heard me talk, especially in the last few weeks, we're making the rallying cry as to how important that is. But at the very least, we'll have a clean extension for a year. Now, that doesn't mean at all that it has to be a year. So if we have a clean extension, then what I would like to do is get this thing moving as soon as we get back in early January.
Bozeman says Congress has two priorities for the nation's agriculture.
They do need economic assistance. And that's not just John Bozeman saying that, but if you talk to any of our community bankers right now, that's all they're talking to me about. And using the same kind of statistics, 25%, whatever that statistic is, but it's high. It's unimaginable.
Recent reports suggest over 20% of farmers may not be able to secure operating loans for 2025. Bozeman says it's an urgent situation.
The bankers are going to have the certainty that as they sign these notes for the next year, that the risk management tools are in place so that they can handle that, or they won't be able to get the loans going forward. Both of those things simply have to be done. They need to be done right now. If we can get them done now, it's fine. If not, they need to be done as early in the year as possible.
And despite a crowded agenda for the 119th Congress, Bozeman believes there is time for a new farm bill. Finally, the European Union and Mercosur countries have announced a long-anticipated trade deal aiming to reduce tariffs and trade barriers between the two economic blocs. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.